USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Moderna is asking the FDA to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for children under six.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials, 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6.
Discussions are ongoing about expanding the hurricane season. According to the World Meteorological Organization, weather experts have been considering the ramifications of moving the start of the hurricane season to May 15th, but no official change will occur this year. The possible move is in response to the growing number of named storms forming before the June 1st start of the season. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv to meet with government officials. Secretary Guterres tells reporters he cannot share specific details of how he is working with both Russia and Ukraine to coordinate ceasefire evacuations.
I am working with only one objective, not to shine in the media. I'm being very boring to the media on purpose, because the only way to ensure the rescue of people is to be boring to the media, because we have enough difficulties by themselves.
The Department of Homeland Security is creating a disinformation governance board to squash what the Biden administration deems to be false information online ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifying about the formation of the board at a meeting of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday. Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate Google's alleged censorship of conservative candidates ahead of the midterm elections. The move comes after a study found that Google's email platform Gmail allows a vast majority of emails from left-leaning politicians to land in user inboxes, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.